Morning, I'm doing my recording today from my back garden, which I think is appropriate in regards to my message. In Luke chapter 13 we find Jesus talking with those gathered to hear him. In one part he uses a story about gardening. I had a friend who hated gardening so much that he told me that the only thing he ever grew in his garden was bored. But I know that's not true for many. And for those of us who are fortunate enough to have a garden, this is a great season for getting out and tending to flowers, perhaps shrubs, bushes, and some of you may even have fruit trees to look after too. And if you do, the story from Luke 13 verses 6 to 9 is for you. It's the parable of the barren fig tree. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" The gardener answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year until I dig round it and I put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, all well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The subject of Jesus' story was an unfruitful fig tree, which for 3 years had been growing in the vineyard of this owner, who came looking for fruit, but found none, and decided he had had enough. What was the point of keeping something, feeding it through his soil, watering it, pruning it, and tending to it, when it gave him nothing in return? He told his gardener to cut it down, and no doubt he intended to use the precious space for planting something new. As we stop at this point of the story, we, like the vineyard owner, ask, what is the point of keeping something that you don't need? Now, this week, I've had an experience of asking that question to myself. As my wife is on furlough, we decided that it would be good to go through the paperwork that we had gathered over the past few years and get rid of all the unnecessary stuff. Now, this process took longer than we thought it would, and I found myself asking why we'd been holding on to these irrelevant bits of paper for so long. You know the stuff, the odd form, the job offer from years ago, lots of bills, statements from our bank, a few old car insurance policies now long expired. All these, plus many more, bits of paper had been tucked away in files which had built up to such an extent that it took 3 evenings this last week to shred, recycle, or burn in the patio fire heater. This was stuff that we should have got rid of years ago. In our story from Luke, the gardener persuaded the owner of the vineyard to give him one more chance to see fruit growing on the fig tree, not to give up on something which appeared to be worthless. The gardener, you see, had a plan. He intended to help by giving this tree extra attention to fertilise around it and to dig around it to help it. And if after 1 year it didn't bear any fruit, then he would be free to cut it down for his employer. But why would this man care? Why would he want to put his reputation and probably his job on the line for the sake of something which was living, but living without a point? It was fruitless. A bit of digging around can be helpful because it identifies what's in the soil and whether there are things under the surface affecting growth which could be removed. Then there is the question of applying growth material to the supporting soil, which can add to the fruitlessness directly. You know, it can be surprising what kind of things could be helpful. Actually, as I burnt up some of those irrelevant papers, the ash they produced was something that could actually be used on the roses in my garden to help them grow. The Apostle Paul said that only God gives growth. And in response to those who would have made him to be something more, Paul says, "Yes, I can plant and someone else can water, but only God gives growth." So why did we keep these papers for so long, which, like the fig tree, was taking up unnecessary space in our house? Clearing things out can be therapeutic, or just plain hard work. And if you wonder why you started in the first place, sometimes you will ask yourself that question. Perhaps we put stuff away, telling ourselves that we'll deal with it later, and it just sort of builds up. It takes real effort to systematically deal with long stored stuff. We view our sins as a choice or a compulsion, something which we felt could be dealt with at another time, something we felt we had a handle on, but all the time it was building up in the background of our lives. If God is the only one who can give growth, then who is the only one who can really deal with our sins and take them so far from us as the east is from the west? Dealing with stuff which is built up in our lives and is taking up valuable space is not straightforward, and it takes faith on our part to let go and to receive our redemption from God through his Son, Jesus Christ. As Christians, we can't do anything but point people to Jesus. But there are some things we are allowed to do. Some things that we can change. We can decide to help another, just as the gardener in our story who wanted one last chance to change the future of that fig tree. But only God gives growth. If something is in a small pot and its growth is restricted, the answer for the gardener could be to put it in a larger pot and give it some more valuable space to grow. Putting something in a different place so that light instead of shade comes on it is helpful. Or perhaps the opposite, putting something away from the direct light of the sun and into a more shaded area is helpful for the growth of other plants. As I've already said, even the unexpected can be healthy additions, such as my ashes this week, useful as fertilizer for my roses to feed them and nourish them extra. So there you go. You can reposition, you can remove the restrictions, and you can come into the light. But you must let God give the growth. He will decide when and where you will be fruitful. But back to our parable. Did the fig tree finally bear fruit at the end of the story? We don't know. It's not told us. But one thing's for sure, it wouldn't have been for a lack of effort on the part of the gardener. So in this time of lockdown, however long it remains, it's a good time for us to do some tidying up. Or perhaps better still, some clearing out. May you have a good week, be blessed and stay safe. Amen.